ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
ABC Overnights, David Pryor filling in for Rod Quinn this weekend. It is Saturday morning, which means health and fitness time. And our mate Professor Gordon Lynch is on the line to talk about some surprising benefits of stretching. G'day, Gordo. How are you?
I'm very well, David. How are you?
Yeah, doing okay. You know, I loved stretching when I was doing sort of full-on physical workouts, martial arts in particular. We used to stretch constantly. It remains, though, somewhat of a controversial practice, doesn't it? Stretching exercises, but they may have some unexpected benefits.
Yeah, I think it's true that it's controversial, and we've covered the topic of stretching many times over the years, and that's because, you know, some studies have argued in favour of its benefits. I think it's usually something that we neglect, and even though we hear some good things about it, but there have been other studies that have branded it as sort of unnecessary and a waste of time. So I think some studies have even gone as far as to say that a pre-workout stretch may actually be disadvantageous, and it can weaken muscles and hinder performance. That's certainly one group of studies that have done that. But going back to 2020, and I did cover this at the time, there was a study that puzzled many people, including myself, when it found that stretching was uniquely associated with a lower risk for all-cause mortality among American adults. And that was even for participation in other types of exercise. And so that was puzzling. But last year, another study from Korea found the same result. They found that those adults who did flexibility exercises had at least if they did it five times a week, they had a 20% lower risk of dying during the following up period than those who didn't stretch at all. Now, amazingly, that was slightly better than the risk reduction associated with, you know, high volumes of the normal exercises that we talk about, aerobic exercise, resistance training, and so on. So I thought it was timely that we revisit the topic and then examine these potentially hidden benefits of stretching just a little bit more closely.
Okay, so why the controversy if the 2020 study shows positivity when it comes to stretching and the Korean last year, their study was showing positive things? Why the controversy?
I think it's because there's always mixed messages about stretching and the relative benefits, especially for sports performance. There are groups of within different types of sports where stretching is encouraged, and in other cases there are studies that are showing that maybe it actually harms performance. So, we haven't got agreement about that even within a sports application, let alone for these other overall health benefits. And there are many cultures where stretching may be more encouraged than others. And I think certainly in the sort of the Western culture, we tend to not do as much flexibility exercises as we should, and that leads to all sorts of things as we get older, stiff muscles, soreness, etc., etc. But maybe we should be revisiting why stretching is beneficial.
Yeah, now you talk about different cultures. Yoga, I'm thinking, is absolutely beautiful, but it's also a kind of form of stretching, isn't it? So what do you mean by stretching exercises?
Yeah, so I think usually when we talk about when we talk about stretching, we're referring to static stretching. So that's where you get into and hold a position where the muscle is being stretched with the goal of improving range of motion around the joint. Now, you're a karate expert, David. You know,
used
there
to
are
be.
Very different forms of stretching. And aside from the static type of stretching, there's dynamic stretching, there's ballistic stretching where you sort of use a bouncing action. That's not always advocated by many people. And then there's another stretching method, which is called PNF. It stands for proprioceptive neuromuscular facilitation. Mm-hmm. And that's usually performed with a partner, and there are various forms of PNF stretching as well. But even if we just stick with the simplest method, the static stretching, the studies have shown that you can improve your flexibility, that's your range of motion, just by gently stretching to the initial point of that discomfort and holding it there for a little bit. So that I say about as we get older, we lose that tissue elasticity. As we get older, our muscles and joints tend to tighten, so our range of motion starts to decrease. So if we're inactive, our muscles lose that sort of natural suppleness, and they lose that natural flexibility, so they become more prone to tears, to aches and pains and so on. And in the worst case, if we think about a loss of flexibility, can change posture, it can impair the way muscles normally function and so on. So we're getting older. If we're neglecting our flexibility, perhaps it's a shame, because many of the hip, the shoulder, the back ailments that often are reported, they can be improved through regular stretching. So not in all cases, let's be upfront about that, but many people could benefit by having improved flexibility. And I think the message I wanted to talk about today was that there may be other health benefits from stretching that haven't received as much attention.
Okay, so what sort of health benefits are you talking about?
Well, there are a few that have been put forward, and I've sort of got question marks over all of them, because not everyone agrees with it, but I think they've been reported and it's good that we talk about them. The first one is more strength. So it seems odd that flexibility training could improve strength, given when we're doing flexibility exercises, we're stretching a muscle. When we're strengthening a muscle, we're tending to shorten the muscle. But the whole point of that is that when we're applying tension to a muscle, and that goes for both lengthening and shortening, it can activate the same biological signals that are responsible for muscles to grow. That's especially when you're lifting heavier weights. So the possible gains, if any, from static stretching, I agree, would be very, very small. But if you're thinking about people who can do certain types of exercise, not everyone can lift weights, but static stretching is something that many people could do. So it could be a way in which we can keep muscles in shape and keep them stronger than as they should be. So more strength possible. We just have to get in the habit of doing it.
I think it must be good for the heart, right?
Potentially as well. So this cardiovascular benefit has been proposed. And the reason we say that, well, I think if we think about it, if we're not moving well, it's reasonable to assume that there may be some impairment in blood flow to those working muscles. And poor flexibility is actually associated with stiffness of the arteries. So stretching has been shown to improve what we call arterial function. So that's the opening, the dilation of blood vessels to improve blood flow just through these different forms of stretching. And these changes have been associated with improvements in resting heart rate and blood pressure. So improved flexibility may have this indirect benefit of having a benefit for cardiovascular health.
I mean, if you're still out there and doing a lot of athletics, I guess there must be improved performance there as well.
Well, it's actually, I think I want to get back to the point I raised from the outset. Now, maybe that's a bit less clear. In fact, some studies have shown that pre-exercise static stretching has been associated with a loss of strength and power and speed. So that's a bit of a concern, because we think in many cases, let's do some stretches before we start and so on. It's especially the case when these participants did very long stretches. They're stretching for a minute or more per muscle immediately before their event. So there's a message there that maybe the flexibility training can be done at a time separate from when you're going to actually perform the event. So if you can avoid those problems, and if you stretch a muscle for less than 60 seconds and you combine static stretches with more active warm-up exercises, I think that's going to be a better way. Most coaches would recommend an active warm-up for sports performance rather than doing a lot of static stretches. But it has its place, and it may be that you set aside a time to really focus on that range of motion and different parts of the body that can benefit from those flexibility exercises.
And surely it certainly helps with fewer injuries when it comes to our performance, right?
Well, I think, again, I think it's a contested topic. Whether stretching per se reduces the incidence of injury is actually not as clear cut. So greater flexibility, theoretically, we think it should allow muscles to safely generate forces when they're being stretched, especially during those explosive actions or when you're changing direction at speed. But in fact, injury rates remain pretty high for those sports involving those sorts of actions. I'll give an example as AFL football, and those athletes, they're pretty flexible.
Yeah, so absolutely.
It may depend on the sport and the demands of the sport that put muscles in different sort of positions and put them at a disadvantage. So I think there's a thing about sports performance and how certain types of flexibility exercises may help with injury, and that you have to be very specific about those sports. But for the rest of us, I think flexibility is about improving balance, and in turn, you know, that may reduce injuries because we've got a reduced risk of falling. So hopefully that might also mitigate, you know, if you do take a tumble, if you've got some range of motion and flexibility, you're better able to recover. So I think the best way to maintain flexibility is to stretch regularly. And for me, I guess when I say that, many people will say, well, allocating time within a busy day just to do stretching, it's probably not going to be realistic. And I agree entirely. So I think we're just going to be a little bit more creative with our time. So if you can do stretching exercises during the ad breaks when you're watching a TV show, or even if it's during a program, if it doesn't require that much concentration, just a little bit of stretching every day is best. And that's what we would try and do, is just to do a little bit each day. And over the course of the week, you've added that time just for flexibility exercise.
And so what's some safe stretching exercises that you recommend, like bending down while doing the washing and picking up again and maybe doing it while we have to fold the clothes?
I think if we just think about the simplest form, if you've only got time to just do a few stretches, focus on exercises that actually stretch the larger muscle groups. So as we age, the problem areas are the shoulders, the hamstrings at the back of the legs, our hips, our lower back, our calf muscles, sometimes they're prone to becoming stiff and sore. So like any form of exercise, it's important to stretch safely. So warm up before you stretch, and that reduces the risk of unnecessary injury, because if you stretch too quickly or something like that, it may be an issue. So warming up the muscle, just even simply walking around, getting the temperature up, getting the blood flow to those muscles, is going to be one way to do that more safely. Only stretch as far as you can without pain. So if you feel pain during the stretch or after the stretch, clearly you're stretching too far, and that's not the purpose of these sorts of exercises. Another thing, David, which is about safety, is breathe normally when you're holding a stretch. So don't hold your breath at any time when you're doing these sorts of things. And the other thing, when we talk about exercises and person like me advocating to do more exercise, check with your doctor, especially if you're experiencing any pain or if you're concerned about different types of exercises. For example, if you have osteoarthritis, that which can cause pain and stiffness around certain joints, that could actually be made worse if you do certain types of stretching exercises. So similarly, if you've had, you know, surgery on your hips or your back and so on, check with your doctor or your specialist first before attempting to do any of these exercises for the back, the hip, the thigh or the leg for flexibility, because they're exercises just like anything else, and we really want to do them safely in order to get the benefit that we're hoping to get. And that's what's been reported in these studies, that there are many hidden benefits of stretching. We just have to get onto it and make it part of our weekly routine of exercise.
I used to love stretching after doing martial arts. Like, we'd take our belt off our gi and wrap it around each other, and then you'd drag legs apart, drag your chest down to the floor and stretch, and it was just the best feeling. So some great tips there. Thank you for them this morning, Gordo. And we can follow you, of course, on what do they call it now? X, on Twitter. Yes?
on X these days.
Well, XYZ, whatever it is these days. Yes.
It's at Gordon S. Lynch. Very happy to, you know, I have many listeners that comment on shows, that suggest new topics, and I take it all on board, and I'm very grateful for that support. So if you're there on X at Gordon S. Lynch, very happy to receive your correspondence.
All right, and you've got Timmy Webster next week. Lucky you, Gordo, the professional.
Very good.
Good on you, Gordo. Good to talk to you.
Great talking with you, David. Bye-bye.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.